Bochus Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bochus Babli, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Mabeis at the first Mishnah, Beshama Imim Be'erev. Beshama Imim Be'erev, Kol Adam, Yato V'yiku, Rubeke, Yamdu, Shunema, Beshofacho V'kamecha. The Mishnah says, Beshama held, at night one should lie down and lean on his side and recite Shema. In the morning he should stand to say it, as it says in the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Vav Pasuk Zayin, and you shall lie when you lie down and when you rise up. Beisilo say one should recite in whatever position that he is, as it says, when you go on the way. So why did we learn when you lie down and when you rise up? When we should recite at the time that most people lie down and most people rise. The Gemara says, "Ha de Beis Hillel mekaimim train koyin ma mekaimim de Beis Shammai b'shift ha'beveisecha avrech tavaderech." The Gemara says a question. Our mission teaches how Beis Hillel fulfill both of the sukkim, but the question is, how did Beis Shammai fulfill b'shift ha'beveisecha avrech tavaderech b'shift ha'beveisecha prat la'iskim b'mitzvus avrech tavaderech prat lechasim? The answer is, B'shistcha v'v'isecha excludes one who's engaged in mitzvahs, and Avrechta v'aderech excludes a chasen, even though when he's not engaged in the mitzvah, he's exempt because he's distracted. V'tani ma'aseh v'v'loz v'nazariah v'v'v'shmol sh'ayu shuyin v'mokhem echad v'v'loz v'nazariah moite v'v'v'shmol zokof. Higiyah z'man k'rishma, nizkaf v'v'loz v'nazariah v'hitter v'v'shmol. The Bible says a case occurred in which v'v'loz v'nazariah and v'v'shmol were staying in a certain place. Elazar ben Azariah was reclining and Elishmael was sitting erect. When the time for the morning Shema came, Elazar straightened himself and Rabbi Shmuel reclined. Amar Elazar ben Azariah to Rabbi Shmuel, Oime le'echa min ashuk, malecha zikanecha mugudal, v'hu oime yeh k'neged mashrisim. Elazar ben Azariah said to Rabbi Shmuel, it's comparable to a person who said to a man in the market, how nice is your long beard? And the person responded, it will be shaved off. Ani shayisi meite nizkafti v'atat shayisa zokuf hatisa. I was reclining and I straightened up to fulfill uvkumecha, and you, who were erect, reclined. Amalei ata nizkafta kedivei beishamai v'ani yatesi kedivei beishil. Rabbi Shmuel says, you straightened up like beishamai, I reclined like beishil. V'v'achash layu'uni hatamidim v'yasu halachakeva kedivei beishamai. Also, perhaps the talmidim will see me sitting up erect and they will fix the halacha and permanently like beishamai's words. The Mishnah says, Amrei Taufan ani Ayisi, Bar Baderech, Vitesi, Lekweth Kedivei, Beishamai, Vesikanti, Baatsmi, Vipnei Alistim. Rabbi Taufan said, I was on the road and leaned to say Shema like Beishamai, and I endangered myself due to bandits. Amuloi, Kadai Ayisa, Lachub, Vahatzmacha, Shavarta, Aldivei, Beishilo. Chaman said, you were liable to have been guilt to yourself, means to die, for you transgressed Beishilo's words. The Gemara says, Chavaya, Beshem of Yerchanan, in reference to a pasuk, Doidim, Divrei Seifrim leDivrei Torah veChavivim keDivrei Torah. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud veChachich keYein HaTov. The Talmidim quoting of Yochanan said Divrei Seifrim are close to Divrei Torah and dear like Divrei Torah, as the pasuk says veChachich keYein HaTov. And your palate is like good wine. Shimon Ravava b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Doidim Divrei Seifrim leDivrei Torah veChavivim Yoseh meDivrei Torah. Shimon bar Rava quoting Rabbi Yochanan says that Divrei Sofrim are close to Divrei Torah and dearer than Divrei Torah, as the pasuk says, your love is dearer than wine. Rabbi Abba bar Koyin b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Palvi says that Shechavivim Divrei Sofrim mid Divrei Torah Rabbi Tarfon leleikora lehaya over lebaasei v'aladei she'ova al Divrei Beis Hillel nischayev misa al shem b'poriv geder yashchenu nachash. Rabbi Abba bar Koyin, quoting Rabbi Yehuda bar Palvi, said that Divrei Sofrim are certainly dearer than Divrei Torah, as Rabbi Tarfon, had he not read Kriyat Shema at all, he would have transgressed only a positive mitzvah. But through transgressing the words of Beis Hillel, who permit to recite Shema while traveling, he became chayav misa, that he was liable, because uforetz gader yeshchenu nachash, the one who breaches the barrier, will be bitten by a snake. Tony. Rabbi Shmuel, Divrei Torah, Yesh Bahem Isser, Yesh Bahem Heter, Yesh Bahem Koilim, Yesh Bahem Chomrim, Avad Divrei Sofrim, Kulam Chomrim. The Baisa says from Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah have Issa and Heter, prohibitions and permissions. There are lenient laws and there are stringent laws. However, the Divrei Sofrim are all stringent. Tei lechashu kein, the Tanin and Taman ha'ime, in tefillin la'ava Divrei Torah, patur mechamish toit v'reis la'isa, Divrei Sofrim chayev. We bring a proof from a Mishnah. If one says there is no mitzvah of tefillin to transgress the Divrei Torah, he is exempt from the law of being ezaken mamri. If he says that there are five boxes to add to Divrei Sofrim, he is liable for the law of being ezaken mamri, which is a rebellious elder. Rabbi Hananya bereid of Ada b'shem of Tanchum be'Chia, chamurim divrei zekenim me divrei neviim dechsev al tatifu yatifun leyatifu leila leisai kelimos dechsev atif lecha leyain ulesheicha. Rabbi Hananya bereid of Ada quoting of Tanchum be'Chia said that divrei zekenim, the words of the chachamim, are more stringent than divrei neviim, because the pasuk says in Micha Peg base pasuk vav, don't preach to those who preach, they shall not preach to these, then they shall not take shame. And it also says in Micha, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, I will preach to you of wine and strong drink. This means Hashem did not want to give Divrei Neviim to unworthy people, but he gave Divrei Zekenim anyway. Navi Vezokein Lemi Hen Daimin Lemelech Shaleach Beis Palmaturin Shalai Lemedina Al Echad Vehen Kosov Im Einoi Marilachem Choisim Shali. A Navi and a Chacham, what do they resemble? It's like a king who sent two agents to a country. He wrote about one of them, if he does not show my signet and stamp, don't believe him. But he wrote about the second, even if he does not show my signet, believe him without a signet or stamp. Kach b'navi k'siv v'nasan eilecha ois eimofes v'mhacha al pi ha-Torah asher yiruha. So it says about a Navi, and he shall give you a sign or a wonder, but it says about the Chachamim, according to the Torah, that they shall instruct you. Had the Tema, Mishir Yasuz Baskol v'Adshra Yasuz Baskol, that the Gemara points out that Rabbi Taufan was liable for transgressing Beis Hillel after the Baskol, the voice from heaven, came out, and said that Halacha always follows Beis Hillel, but before the Baskol, it was different. Anyone who wants to be stringent on himself to follow the stringencies of Beis Shammai and the stringencies of Beis Hillel, even when they're inconsistent, it says about him that the fool walks in the darkness. If one goes like the leniencies of both, he is called a Rasha. Rather, one should follow the stringencies and leniencies of this one, or stringencies and leniencies of that one. Had the Tema, actually Yasu Baskol, about Mishish Yasu Baskol, La'ilam halacha kidu Beis Hillel, v'chol ha'ival divi Beis Hillel, chayev misa. And this is before the Baskol, the heavenly voice. But after the heavenly voice, the Baskol, the halacha follows Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and anyone who transgresses the word of Beis Hillel is chayev misa. Tani Yasu Baskol v'amma eilu ve'ilu divi elekim chayim, ava halacha kidu Beis Hillel. The Baisa says that Baskol came out and said, these and these are words of the living God, but the halacha follows Beis Hillel. Eichan Yavse Baskol, where did the Baskol go out? Rebbe Amma B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan B'Yavne Yavse Baskol, and Rebbe quoting Rebbe Yochanan said, the Baskol went out in Yavne. We come now to the next Mishnah, B'Shachar Mevach Shtayim Lefanea V'Achaz Lachrea, Rebbe Mevach Shtayim Lefanea U'Shtayim Lachrea. In the morning, one says two brachas before Shema and one afterwards. In the evening, one says two brachas before Shema and two afterwards. Achas Arukah v'achas Kesara. One of the after two brachas is long and the other is short. Makom sh'amru l'harich einu ha'shay l'katzer, l'katzer einu ha'shay l'harich. Where Chachamim said that a long bracha should be said, one may not say a short bracha, and vice versa. L'chtoim einu ha'shay l'shloi l'chtoim, l'shloi l'chtoim einu ha'shay l'chtoim. Where Chachamim said that to be choisim, which means to end the bracha with another baruch, is forbidden not to do so. Where he said one should not be choisim, one may not. Rabbi Simoin b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman al shem v'gis b'yom v'alayla shutei higyoyis hayoyim v'alayla shavim. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, said that the extra bracha at night is based on the pasuk v'gis b'yom v'alayla, that you should contemplate it day and night. The higyoyis means the parshiyos and bracha of the day and night should be equal. Kriyat Sol is said only the first two parshas of Krishma at night, so they added a fourth bracha, so the total number of brachas and parshas will be six, like in the morning. V'yosi ba'avin b'shem Rishua ben Levi, al shem sheva v'yom halticha al mishpatei tzedkecha. V'yosi ba'avin, quoting Rishua ben Levi, said, it's based on the pasuk in Tehillim per kuf yutef pasuk kuf samach dalet, I praise you in seven in the daytime for your righteous judgments. The total number of brachas in the day should be seven, and is unlike the previous opinion of Rabbi Siman, who holds that you don't say all three parshas at night. Rav Nachman b'shem Rav Mana kol ha'makayim sheva v'yom ha'alticha ki'ilu kiyim v'gisa v'yom v'layla. Rav Nachman, quoting Rav Mana, said, anyone who fulfills the pasuk of sheva v'yom ha'alticha is as if he fulfilled the pasuk v'gisa v'yom v'layla that you will contemplate in Torah day and night. Why do we recite these two parshas of Shema and the second parsha of Vayom Shemaya every day, morning and evening? He didn't mention the parsha of Sitzes, because that's in order to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Levi and Simon disagreed about this. Rabbi Simon Omar, Rabbi Neshikasa Bahem, Shchiva Vakima. Rabbi Simon answered this because lying down and getting up are written in them. Rabbi Levi gave a different answer. Rabbi Levi Omar, Rabbi Neshia, Aseret HaDibrois Kalulim Bahem. It's because the 10 Dibrois, the 10 commandments, are included in them. And we go through these one by one. Anoich Hashem Alekecha, Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu, V'yilecha Elohim Achirim, Al Ponai, Hashem Echad. Anoich Hashem Alekecha, the first of the 10 commandments, I am Lord your God, is included in Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu. And the second commandment, V'yilecha Elohim Achirim, Al Ponai, that you shouldn't have any other gods, is included in Hashem Echad, the end of that pasuk of Shema. V'sisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha L'ashav, don't take Hashem's name in vain. V'avta Hashem Alekecha, that's included in you should love Lord your God. Because one who loves the king does not swear in his name falsely. The fourth of the Aseret HaDibrois, remember the Shabbos day to make it holy. That's connected to Leman Tizku Vasisim Eskomet Suisai, in order that you remember and you perform all my mitzvahs. Rebbe Yomer Zu Mitzvah Shabbos Shishkula Kenei Kol Mitzvah Shel Torah. And Rabbi explained that this refers to the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is as important as all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, as it says in the Pasuk in Nechemiah Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Dalet, I've informed you of Shabbos, your holy Shabbos, and the mitzvahs, and the laws, and the Torah that I commanded you. And we learn from here, it teaches that Shabbos is as important as all the other mitzvahs. The mitzvah, which is the fifth mitzvah of honor your father and your mother, the Torah promises long life for this. That's connected to in Shema, where it says, in order that your days should increase, the days of your children. Don't murder. That's connected in the Shema to the words, and you'll be lost speedily. Whoever kills, he is killed. Not committing adultery, that's connected to not going after levavchem einichem, after your hearts and your eyes. Amar Levi, liba ve'ena, train sarsuin dechator. Levi said, the heart and the eye are two brokers of sin. Dechsiv, tana b'ni libchali ve'enecha, dorachai tetzarena, amar kodesh boruchu, I yahavt li libich ve'enech, ana yada da'adli. It says in the pasuk in Mishlei Pek Chof Gimel pasuk Chof Vav, my son, give me your heart, and your eyes will see my ways. Hashem says, if you give me your heart and eyes, I know that you are for me. Leisignayv v'asata d'ganecha lo d'ganay shel chavercha. Leisignayv, the aveira of not to steal, that's seen in the pasuk v'asata d'ganecha of Shema, where it says, and you'll gather your grain. And we learn from there, you gather your grain, but not the grain of your friend. And some have a text and say, loy signoiv, rather, because that it refers to kidnapping, it should say, loy signoivu, and one should not steal. Loy sanavu yachai e chake, one should not bear false witness against his friend. Ani Hashem alekechem, as it says, I am your God, it says in the Shema, uksiv, Hashem alekim emes, Hashem alekim, Hashem is the true God. Mao emes, what is emes? Why do we say that it's Hashem's signet? Amar Rabbi Avun Shehu Elokim Chaim Amelech Olam. Avun answered, He is Elokim Chaim, the living God, Amelech Olam, King of the world. Emes is an acronym of Elokim Melech Tamid. Amar Rabbi Levi Amar Kodesh Boruch Hu, Im Ha'ata Lechavercha Eidus Sheker, Mala Ani Alecha Kilu He'ata Alai Shel Barasi Shemaim Va'aretz. Rabbi Levi says, Hashem says, if you testified about your colleague falsely, I consider it as if you testified about me that I did not create the heavens and the earth. Loisach moid beifreyecha, one should not covet the house of his friend. Uchsav tamam mezois beifrecha, beifrecha vle beifrecha, and that's connected to the pasuk in Shema of Anishu right, mezuzos for your, the doorpost of your house and not your friend's house. Taman taninen, amalahem amuna, bochu, bocha achas vein bochu. The Mishnah says, an appointed Kohen would tell the Kohanim of the Mishmah in the Beit HaMikdash to say one bracha, and they blessed. Ma bircha, what was the bracha that they said? Rav Masna Amar b'shem Shmuel, zu birchas Torah. Rav Masna, quoting Shmuel, said it was referring to the brachas on the Torah, and that refers to Ava Rabba. Bako Aseret HaDibros, Shema v'Hayom Shemaya v'Yemeh. They recited the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, Shema, and the second parsha of Shema v'Hayom Shemaya, and the third parsha of V'Yemeh, which is the parsha of Sitzes. Rav Ami, b'shem Reish Lakish, zu semes she'ein ha-brachit ma'agweis. Rav Ami, quoting Reish Lakish, infers from here that the brachas of Krishma are not ma'akev, means we interrupt between Avo Abba and Krishma, so one can fulfill his mitzvah of Krishma without those brachas. Amar bi Abba, in min hador, leis atshma min ha-klum, she'ases ha-dibbois hein gufa shoshma. Rav Abba rejects that and says, no, you cannot learn from here at all, because the Ten Commandments are the essence of Shema, and they're not an interruption. To Rav Masna, Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, to Aveihon, Amri, Bedein, Din Hayashu, Koyrin, Aseret HaDibros, Bechol Yoyim, and Mivimah, Ein Koyrin, Oysam, Mipnei Tanois, Haminin, Vayoyimim, Eilevadan, Nitnulay, Moshe, Vesina. Rav Masna and Rav Shmuel bar Nachman said, it would have been proper to enact saying the Ten Commandments every day. Why don't we recite them in public? It's due to the claims of the heretics that they say that only these were given to Moshe on Har Sinai. B'shemu ban Achman, b'shem Rav Yehuda bar Zavuda, b'din haya sheyu koyin parshas Balak, u'bilam b'chol yom, b'dimah ein koyin oisam, sh'lo yatshich v'sevo. Rav Masna and B'shemu ban Achman said it would have been proper that we say the parsha of Balak and Bilam every day. Why didn't we recite it? Because otherwise it would be a burden on the sevo because it's long. Why would it be proper to say it every day? Rav Chuna amar b'vnei sheksiv bar, Shechira v'kima, it's because it's written in it, lying down and rising up. Rav Yosi v'Rabun Amar b'shnei shekseiv b'hen yiseis mitzrayim or malchus. And a second answer of Yosi v'Rabun said, it's because it's written in it, yiseis mitzrayim and Hashem's kingship. Amar Rav Yelaza, b'shnei shekseiv b'tayra o'v'nevim o'ksuvim. Rav Yelaza said, a third answer is because it's written in Torah, in Nevim and in Ksuvim, and therefore it shows it's a very important parasha. Amar lahem ha'munah b'ochu, the Mishnah said an appointed Kohen would tell them to say one bracha, and they did. Ma birchu, Rav Masna Amar b'shem Shmuel bar zu birchas Torah. And as they answered that, what was the bracha they said, Rav Masna bar Shmuel said it was the bracha birchas Torah, which is Ava Rabba. Now the Gemara asked, V'haloi le birchu Yotzei Ma'ariris. The Gemara asked that they did not bless Yotzei Ma'ariris, which is the first bracha before Shema. Why did they bless the second bracha before Shema? Rav Shmuel achay de Rabbi Brachia, Adan le Yotzei Ma'ariris, V'teimer Yotzei Ma'ariris. But Shmuel, the brother of Rabachia, said, the luminaries did not yet come out in the daytime. Will you say Yotzei Ma'ariris? But Shabbos Mesifim Bracha Achas Mishma Yotzei. The Mishnah says that on Shabbos they gave an extra bracha to the departing Mishma. Ma'u bracha, what bracha was this? Am Abichal Boi Zuhi Hashoichim Bebayis Hazeh Yitta Beineichem Achra V'Ava V'Shom Bebayis. But Chelba answered it was, they said that the one who made his name dwell in this house should put amongst you Ava, which is love, Achra, brotherhood, Shalom, which is peace, and Reyes, which is companionship. Shmuel Amar, Hishkim Lashnois Kridin Krishma, Tzarka Baruch, La'acha Krishma, In Tzarka Baruch. Shmuel said that one who rises to learn before Krishma, he must bless Birchas HaTorah. If he learns only after Krishma, he need not bless, because he was fulfilled his obligation of the Bracha on the Torah through the Bracha of Abba Rabba. Amar bi Abba, Behu Shishana Al Atal. But Abba says if only if he immediately learned immediately after the Shema, which means after the Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Chuna Amar Nirin Hazroim Medrash Tzarech Levarech Halachas Ein Tzarech Levarech. Rav Chuna said that it seems that one must bless for Midrash, but he need not bless for Halachos because it does not resemble Mikra. Rav Simon B'shem B'Shem Levi Ben Midrash Ben Halachos Tzarech Levarech Rusim, quoting Rav Shimon Levi, said that one must bless for both midrash and halachas. Hamav chiyya ba'ashi, nagin havinan, yasvin kaimi rav, for ben midrash ben halachas, the kikinan le mivarocha. Rav chiyya ba'ashi said that we used to sit in front of rav, and he obligated us to bless both for midrash and halachas. Tanya kire im anshe mamad la yotza, ki me'acheim hayu. The Baisa says, one who was cited with anshe mamad, who are the Israelim who would oversee the avodah, he was not, you know, he did not fulfill his obligation because they delay until the Talmud is totally offered, and this is like the opinion that one must finish Kriya Shema before sunrise. Vera b'shem Rabbi Ami b'yomei Rabbi Yochanan havina nafkin l'tanis v'kol shema basa telas cha'in v'lahav mamchi b'yadam. Vera, quoting Rabbi Ami, said that in the days of Rabbi Yochanan we used to go out to a public tefillah on a tanis on a fast day, and we recited Kriya Shema after 3 hours of the day, and he didn't protest us doing this. Rav Yosi, Rav Acha, Nafkin, Natanisa, Osir Sibur, Amak Rishma, Bosa Telas Shain, Bar Rav Acha, Machayin, the Adon. Rav Yosi and Rav Acha went out to a Tanis fast. The Sibur came and recited Shema after 3 hours into the day. Rav Acha wanted to protest against them. Amli Rav Yosi, Balak Vako, Oisa, Vainosa, Klum Koin, Oisa, Elekadela Amoid, Vetrila, Metech, the Vetera. Rav Yosi said they already recited it in its time, when they said Krishma in Karbonas. They recited now only to enter Tfilah amidst Divrei Torah. Amar Leim Pnei Hejoitos Shlo Yu Oimim Vainosa in Koyin Oisa. Rav Acha said we should still protest due to the commoners, lest they say that they recited it at its time, meaning that after 3 hours is the correct time for Kriya Shema.